Welcome to another episode of Expert Access. This is Danella Burnett with Encore Elite Events and Speakers Need to Speak. And I love to bring you experts that we meet around the world through speaking in live events. And if you'd like to be in this chair, definitely get in touch with our team at Speakers Need to Speak. So welcome back to another episode of Expert Access, where we bring you the experts that are going to help you in your life and your business. And quite frequently, we get to interview experts like Kitty Andrews, who's going to help you in both of those areas, life and business. So, Kitty, I ask a lot of our experts how you got to expert status. And it's often through education, experience, or kind of engineering your way to being an expert. What has your path been to become the expert that you are?
Oh, my goodness. For many years, I had a cleaning business. Mm-hmm. And every time I would be in somebody's house, I found myself rearranging things. It was almost like a compulsion. And I'm amazed that no client ever called me on it. They always said, hey, what did you do? Hey, that actually looks pretty good. I've been meaning to do that sort of thing, right? And then I stopped the cleaning business and was doing decluttering in person. Mm-hmm. And then a mutual colleague of ours suggested why don't you go virtual? And I went, all right. So I taught myself that. And it has just mushroomed from there.
Fantastic. So let's talk about some of those phases along the way. So you were running a cleaning company, which, many entrepreneurs, obviously successful cleaning company, very much needed in the world. And then you took that to decluttering. Now, decluttering is different than cleaning because you're really getting in about how to use that space. Like, tell us what is different about decluttering from cleaning.
Decluttering is, or well, let's just go with the actual clutter. I believe it takes up mental energy. Mm. It takes up your mental space with energy is all around us. It's unseen, right? Mm-hmm. And when you have stuff all over the place or not in the right order, I really believe that it affects your ability to think clearly and focus. And especially if you happen to be ADHD, like many of my clients are, and yours truly, we need all the focus we can get, thank you very much. So that is why many of my clients have said, I need to think more clearly, let's get rid of the physical clutter so that I can have more mental clarity.
Well, I know one of the examples that you shared with me one time that we were thinking is, clutter is kind of like having everything that you need in a filing cabinet, but it's out of order. Mm-hmm. And so when you go to find something, when you can't find it, you've got to expend all that energy. You've got to spend all that work. Absolutely. Just to get to what you're looking for. Yeah. And so I love that analogy because it really does make it crystal clear why clutter can have such an impact on how you feel and your mental state. And you mentioned ADHD. Mm-hmm. You know, for our audience, I think we all have heard of ADHD. We hear so many more kids attributed with that. But as an adult, how does ADHD affect your life?
My life and my clients, what we find is, because we've got super, super, don't get me started.
I'm trying to get you started. You can get started.
We've got super, super busy brains, and we want to do this, and we want to do that, which is a natural recipe for clutter. One client actually just celebrated the fact that she can walk out of Hobby Lobby without buying anything, because for years and years, she would walk in and buy out like an entire shopping cart. Mm-hmm. When you've got a super busy brain, you want to do all these projects, so then you buy all of this stuff, what does it end up being? Unused clutter. Okay. And then what does that do to your mental state? You feel remorse become buyer's remorse because you bought all of this stuff and you know you're going to get your the evil eye from your spouse. Do you see where I'm going here? The extra mental stress just by
I feel like you're calling me out a little bit here, Kitty. I just want to say, have you gotten on the phone with my husband before? I actually do have a very, very personal attachment to this. Mm-hmm. My grandmother was incredibly creative. But we kind of look back on my grandmother's life, and there was the years of macrame. There were the years of pottery. There were the years of sewing. There were the years of... Because when she went all in, it was all in and very obsessive. And at the time, you know, we really didn't know as much as we know now about OCD or ADHD. But we're pretty sure that there was something going on there. We got great crafts when I was younger, but I do understand the impact.
Yeah, it can really, it eventually can have a serious effect on your self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Because you feel, why can I not control myself with buying things? I know darn well that I don't need any more stuff. And it just becomes a vicious circle of mental clutter, which, in fact, I ran a poll one time, which comes first, mental clutter or physical clutter? Mm-hmm. And the results of that poll, 10 out of 10 people that were there, oh, we can handle the physical clutter. We know we'll be able to pick it up, even though it's overwhelming. We know we'll be able to pick it up. It's the mental clutter that just can be paralyzing. And if you are running a business, if you're an entrepreneur, you can't afford to be paralyzed. Not for a minute.
Absolutely not. So when we come back from this break, we're going to dive in a little bit deeper about mental clutter and how that affects your business, not just how you feel up top, but how is it affecting your bottom line. So we'll see you when we come back for this issue of Expert Access with Kitty Andrews.
Hey, the lifeblood of every business are brand new leads. Well, here's the really cool thing. At MakeMoneyWithMail.com, they have developed a really, really cool system that you just have to know about. And here's what it does. You go in and type in your ideal client. What do they look like? Where do they live? Where do they shop? What's their income? What's even their credit score? And the system is going to spit back to you the leads exactly how you tell it to at about 10 cents a piece. Once you have those, then you can either export those and use those however you'd like, or you can put them inside the system and allow yourself or your team to send out customized and personalized greeting cards, gifts, and even postcards. So go check it out at MakeMoneyWithMail.com. You won't be disappointed.
So thank you for coming back and joining us for this episode of Expert Access. We're sitting here with Kitty Andrews, and before the break, we were really getting into the mess. Getting into the clutter, getting into that clutter that's affecting your brain, and getting into that clutter that is affecting your business. And we were talking about the mental state, but it affects your bottom line. You've got some great examples I'd love for you to share with the audience on how it's affected the bottom line.
Oh, well, my favorite one, okay. is if you are... Say, for example, you're a coach, a consultant, mm-hmm. all right, and you're coming to a discovery call, and the person on the other end of the Zoom, they say, they see you, and this has happened to me, by the way. Okay. I really have been that person on the other end of the Zoom call who is watching the coach scrambling for a piece of paper, arrived 15 minutes late, by the way, with no explanation, scrambling for a piece of paper and a pen, and I'm so busy, and no apology, by the way, but I'm old school, what can I say? But that credibility, gone, did I sign up with her? No, lovely lady. But even if you have that person as a client, clients can feel if you don't have it together. And they may stick out the term with you, but they are less likely. They might renew, but they're less likely to renew if there's a better option out there. And as you know, in the coaching consulting industry, there's always somebody waiting there to take your place. So you've got to be your best. You have to be able to find that person's file, come to the call relaxed, composed, together, and so that's huge.
Right.
If you forget to pay your bills because you don't have that,
I can say is thank goodness for auto pay.
Yeah, seriously, right? It was made for stuff like that, because you don't have an organized system. My systems are self-taught, and I teach them to others too, to help people not make the mistakes that I have made. Because if you do things with structure, like say for example, pay your bills, mine is Saturday morning at 11:30. But that's another way that it can hurt your bottom line. Is just by not having systems and structure and being organized, having it written down.
Right.
Oh.
Because, of course, you know, if you're not paying your bills, you may not have great credit. Things can get turned off. You can miss things that you don't mean to miss. So definitely affect your bottom line, and even more so if you are a business owner. So less money on one end and paying extra money on the other. So those piles of paper are not turning into paper in your wallet. That's right. For sure.
I have another one if you like.
Please.
Now, if you, say you're working in your office and it's cluttered. Mm-hmm. What is happening there? I'm envisioning my desk now, and an example that I use frequently is there's a pile of clutter in the floor. Okay, so it's catching your eye. It's distracting you. And ADHD or no, if you're distracted, your brain is not on the job. So you're looking at it and you're thinking, oh, I've got to get to that. Distraction. Could be, why can't I ever get to that? I've been promising myself self-esteem. You can't afford that.
No, not as an entrepreneur.
No. And then if it's all over you, or say for example you walk into your kitchen, tiredness, mental energy expended. But if you have a system that you can pretty much keep on top of it, I mean, my place is not 24/7 perfect, but by Wednesday I notice a clutter creep on the kitchen counter. And I even in my hotel this week, I noticed that, and went, I'm getting tired, I'm getting a little off.
Uh-huh.
So Wednesday, I give it, of course, yesterday was Wednesday, give it a good tidy. Ah, okay, I can breathe, I can, Lord have mercy, I can see.
Fantastic. So what I want to start to cover is this system that you have for helping people with clutter. I love it. Because you only need to remember one. Tell us about the system.
I'm glad you asked. The one system. And it is deceptively simple. And I kind of came up with it by accident. But, and that's not really an interesting story. It just kind of evolved. But the one system is as follows. It's one room at a time when you're decluttering. One room at a time, one area of that room at a time, and one thing at a time. So I'll tell you quickly what I mean by that. So one room at a time.
Actually, I'm getting a look from our producer. When we come back from this break, we're going to dive into what the one thing can mean for you and for your business. We'll be right back with Expert Access.
ThankYouOnDemand.com is a brand new tool that will literally allow you to send thank you cards in appreciation to your clients, to your prospects, and even your staff. There's a 14-day free trial, so you can take this thing for a test spin over at ThankYouOnDemand.com. We'll see you on the inside.
All right, so we are back with Expert Access, and we're talking with Kitty Andrews. And just before the break, we were talking about the one system. She was starting to tell us one room at a time, one area at a time, and one thing at a time. So Kitty, tell us what that means in a practical sense.
Okay. Now, when you start decluttering, most of the time, many times, you have several rooms that need doing, and it's very tempting to take a run at one room, take a run at another room, take a run at another room, and that's fine. But really, you're working across purposes. Whereas if you decide on one room, say for example, if you are an entrepreneur, you're going to want to work on your office, right? Mm-hmm. And stick with that one room until it's done. Because if you start to bouncing out around, it's quite practical. If you start bouncing between rooms, you're going to forget where you were in the first room.
Well, that's always been my problem. Is I'll pick something up from here. Well, this is laundry, so let me carry this over to the laundry room. Well, then I see the clean laundry, so let me carry that to the bedroom. Well, now I see some trash that needs to be taken out, so now I'm in the kitchen, and there's something on the counter that needs to go back to the bedroom, and I might not see that office again for a couple of hours. So
exactly.
I'm thinking I'm not alone here.
No, okay. Not at all. All right, so you've chosen your one room, and please, people at home, do not start with the biggest room in the house, that being the basement with 30 years worth of basement Christmas decorations. Don't do that to yourself. Start with preferably a small room and even a closet in that room. Why do I say that? Because it gives you a sense of momentum when you accomplish something smaller. When you start with something too big, it takes forever and you give up. Like an exercise program. If you take too big an exercise program, you're going to give up in about a week or two, right?
Exactly. That's why the gyms are empty come February.
Yeah.
Because everyone starts January 1st with huge goals.
Yeah.
And by February, the gyms are empty.
Oh, yeah.
So
you know it.
Same
you
principle.
You know it.
Yep.
One area of that room at a time, same basic concept. You've got your pile in the corner. Well, you know, maybe I should do my desk. Oh, the closet. I'll do it tomorrow. Okay, pick one area and stick with it. Again, to build your momentum and your self-confidence that you can do it. Because many people try to declutter and they give up. And they feel that no, I'm not even going to bother. So we're trying to encourage people here that yes, it can be done, but don't try to take on Mount Everest when you only need to really kind of jump over the rock in the sidewalk, right? Let's jump over rocks in the sidewalk first. The last thing is one thing at a time. Is it tedious? Yes. Is it time consuming? Absolutely. Is it also what I have found to be the number one way that you will get decluttered for good? Oh yeah, you bet. Why? Because after you've gone through, I don't want to go through one piece of paper at a time. Once after you've started doing it and you go faster and faster, your brain starts to think, oh geez, you know, I could get my bank statements online. My credit card statements online. Why do I even buy these magazines? So you're in the grocery store, in the checkout line, you start to reach for the magazine, and something in your brain is saying, I just threw out six of them at $5 a piece. Yeah, I don't really need it.
So the decluttering will lead to a more decluttered life.
Absolutely.
You're going to make better choices.
Yes.
Now, what is it like when you work with a client and you help them in that process? Because you've given us some great tips and tools. And we could go home and we could do this ourselves, but we might run that risk of getting discouraged again or not following through. So what is it like working with you, and what are some incredible wins your clients have had?
Oh, well, like I said, what's it like working with me? Well, it depends on... been known to give the kitty stare, which is kind of like a, really? what we do, of course, we do it virtually, and even now the pandemic it's not so bad. I still only do it virtually. Why? Because it's a less intrusive, more focused way to get rid of years and years of clutter. A realtor actually coined that expression, and so these initially send me pictures. And we, again, because we could follow the principles, we start a smaller room, or whichever is the one that is bothering them the most. If it is the basement, gotcha. Then, and it's hurting them, and they want to have a play space for their grandkids, like one of my clients did, great, we're going to do one section of that.
Gotcha.
And gotcha. They just don't know where to start, and I say, okay, I don't know, I say, well, let's start here. We examine what it is they want and what their goal is, what their why is, and very important. And then we work backwards from there. One client has, one of my tags is your thought organizer. And I said to that client who coined that expression, I said, I am not an organizer. She said, no, Kitty. You organize people's thoughts. You help them to kind of put everything into little boxes in their brain. And that when you're decluttering, that's pretty much what you're doing, is you're putting things in mental boxes as to, all right, this belongs here, this belongs here, this belongs here. You see how simple it is? But it can just be when you're looking at all this stuff. So that's the answer to the first question. Okay? Yes?
All right. We're good.
And great successes, like I say about the actually, this is the really cool thing that I have noticed. My clients that have been with me for 2 years, they don't need me for decluttering anymore. They still have clutter, but they say they want to talk about their mental clutter. And that I find is a huge success, but that the lady with the Hobby Lobby, all right, the Saved Marriage, as of about a year ago, I'm blessed to be told by three different women that I had pretty much saved their marriage by decluttering. Doesn't get better than that.
It certainly doesn't. So we are wrapping up this episode of Expert Access. This has been so much fun. I've really appreciated this time with Kitty Andrews. We've been talking about decluttering your mind, decluttering to have a better life and a better business. So Kitty, it's time for the top two tips that you want to give, the top two thoughts that you want to leave our audience with today.
Okay, again, deceptively simple, but trust me, don't get discouraged by your clutter if you have a lot, or perhaps a family member has a lot and you want to help and you really do, but you just don't know where to start. Don't get discouraged. Actually, I'm doing this in reverse order. Don't get discouraged. It didn't accumulate overnight. Remember this. It didn't accumulate overnight, so unless you have a better magic wand than I have, it's not going to go away overnight. So just stay the course and use the one system. The second thing is remember your why. Remember why you're doing it. And it's okay if your why changes. If you don't want to play space for the grandbabies, you want to play space for yourself, that's fine. But have some sort of a why you want to do this, and that will propel you forward.
Thank you so much. I absolutely adore you, Kitty, and your mission to help declutter the world and help people live cleaner, more happy, more productive lives mm-hmm. without all that mental baggage. This is Danella Burnett with Expert Access, where we're helping you with the solutions, the strategies, so that you can be more significant and you can have more solutions for your life. Expert Access with Danella Burnett.
This is Danella Burnett with Expert Access, and we'll be back next week with another incredible expert to help you as an entrepreneur. And if you'd like to be in this chair, definitely get in touch with our team at Speakers Need to Speak, and we look forward to bringing you another episode of Expert Access next week. Thank you so much.